We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to Kits and Wagers, a RotoWire fantasy soccer podcast sponsored by So Rare. Are you looking for NFTs that are both fun and of actual utility? Try So Rare, the largest NFT-based fantasy game. You can collect, trade, and complete with officially licensed digital cards of soccer players from over 180 clubs on So Rare. That's SORARE.com. And with that, I am Adam Zadroik, editor. Soccer editor at RotoWire, joined by Chris Owen, a writer at RotoWire. Chris, well, we got ads now on Kits and Wagers, so we're going big time here. I can see your kit. Tell us about it, and how you been feeling over the past week here.
Good. So I got a Eintracht Frankfurt training top here. Spent a little time there in 2016. So, you know, I've always enjoyed them as a Bundesliga side. Can't root for Bayern, just out of, you know, principle. And so, you know, I'm rocking this one here. Used to play with Philip Kostic a lot in FIFA Ultimate Team. The guy is a beast. And then, of course, Alexander Meyer back in the day would just score goals in the boatload for Eintracht and just kind of a club legend. So thought I'd break this one up this week. Feeling good. Nice to be back off an international break and talking about the Premier League again. Although the U.S. men's national team made it interesting over the last 2 weeks, that's for sure. So good to see them pull it out last night against Costa Rica. And other than that, feeling great. You know, looking forward to playing, getting back some season-long going, some DFS, and, of course, talking about our bets this week.
Heck yeah, talking about our bets. For me, I'm going – it's still the international break somewhat. We still got some South American matches tonight, so – I've got Guatemala here. I was South Africa last week, so I'm switching continents. I'm in Guatemala. This is a present from my brother. He went down there for a few months at a time a while back, and now I'm here wearing this awesome Guatemala jersey that I'm pretty sure no one I know has.
I don't know if there's a betting podcast out there that's as well traveled as Kits and Wagers at this point, or at least, you know, has as many wide variety of kits as we do. So, you know, you can get it all here as far as the kits go.
I can't argue that. So I guess we haven't really talked about. I guess it's always good to look at, you know, what we've done in the past and how things went for us. So game week 7, it was mostly bad for me. I mean, I'll say mostly. It was just unfortunate. I had Chelsea win 2-0 against Southampton, and, you know, they dominated that match, and it just wasn't meant to be. They heard the podcast. They heard Kits and Wagers, and you're like, Ben Chilwell got, I think, his first start of the season in league play. And he's like, you know what, I'm gonna take down, I don't know who it was, Ward-Prowse maybe in the box, and then – Southampton got a PK and ended up being 3-1. And so that, you know, I was right in theory, I want to say. So I'll still keep looking for those win and no bets, but just unfortunate overall. How'd your game week 7 bet go?
Yeah, as I like to say, the process was good. The result maybe wasn't quite as what you wanted, but Yeah, my best bet missed. I had I was targeted on that Man City Liverpool game, and I believe I had what the heck was it? It was both teams to score, no draw, plus 140. Well, both teams did score. They both scored twice, and so they ended up in a draw. So I missed out on that one. I did mention the Mo Salah, and I'm going to get into some anytime goal scoring odds a little bit later here. But Mo Salah's been just insane. He had plus, he was plus 160 to score. Of course, he netted. So that would have hit. But yeah, I missed a couple other ones that were kind of intriguing. We talked about the Burnley Norwich match, and it's and probably going to talk about Norwich again later. But the Norwich tie in under 1.5 was plus 900, which would have been nice to hit that had you bet it, because that game ended up at 0-0. So that's one we kind of talked about that would have been really really fruitful had you bet on it.
Yeah, the scoreless draws are always pretty fun. I really like the under, and I'm just saying fun to bet on, maybe not fun to watch.
Terrible to watch, but yeah.
Because I did like the under in Brighton Arsenal, and you know, if I thought about, I usually do when I'm playing DFS, I usually think about the scoreless draw, and that sometimes I like playing for that. But for some reason, you know, it just wasn't in my mind for betting that. I took the under 2.5 for Brighton Arsenal. You know, finish scoreless, kind of my bet hit. But, you know, if we want to hit one of those plus 1,000 scoreless draw bets, that's always nice to have too. But yeah, your Liverpool Man City one, it was pretty unfortunate, I'd say. You know, you got this for those first couple goals, you're feeling pretty good. Then Liverpool got that second one. And, you know, Man City, they just fought back to get the point there. So,
yeah,
unfortunate for
Mo Salah sent Bernardo Silva to an early retirement there before he ended up scoring. But yeah, it was and then was it Foden with the late equalizer? That was, I mean, what a match. But bet didn't hit, but you know, maybe we got it back in entertainment quality.
Yeah, it was definitely up and down, pretty fun. I mean, even, you know, even you're a Liverpool fan, but it's still a good game to watch, so can't complain completely there. But looking at game week 8, it was what we're doing today. So speaking of Liverpool, they open things off, and they're the first game after the international break. I guess, as we mentioned, you know, a month ago, just these guys, these South American guys, kind of 50-50. I don't think that Jurgen Klopp has had his press conference yet, so we don't know if Alisson or Fabinho are going to be playing. These are going to be things, you know, you want to keep an eye on. I think Bielsa just came out this morning and said if Rafinha plays or starts tonight for Brazil, he's not going to be playing Saturday. So these are big things that you want to, you know, take into account for when you're betting these teams. If you want to bet ahead of time, you want to know what the situation is for some of these guys coming back with injuries, that kind of thing. But just looking through the odds here, if you're watching on YouTube, got it pulled up here. But mainly, it's not the most competitive Saturday, I guess you could say, or most competitive game week. You got Manchester City as a huge favorite, minus 800. But probably the biggest game, maybe just from a competitive standpoint, I guess you could say Manchester United home. Sorry, they're at Leicester City. Leicester City, they are plus 255 at home to beat Manchester United. What pops out to you for this early slate here?
Yeah, it's going to be really tough to kind of bet on that Liverpool-Watford match, just because, you know, normally with international breaks, it's always a little complicated, and then you add in the layer of COVID-19 and who, you know, what happens when they're coming back. So definitely those early ones are tough to keep an eye on. But you mentioned Manchester, Leicester City. That's kind of interesting as, you know, Man United dealing with a couple different injuries, especially in the, you know, is Harry Maguire's out, you know, Rafael Varane might be out. So are they going to have to start Lindelof and Eric Bailly?
I think those guys are both out. So,
yeah. So that's going to definitely, you know, kind of makes you want to think about that Leicester City for attack. And specifically for me, I mentioned anytime goal scorers, Jamie Vardy's plus 110 to score. He and Mo Salah currently leading the Premier League in goals with 6. Vardy scored in 5 of 7 matches. So you know, got to believe that it's a little bit easier when you're not, you know, it's consider Harry Maguire world-class, Rafael Varane definitely in his past world-class without those two center backs. And Eric Bailly, you know, when's the last time he got consistent playing time? Well, Victor Lindelof, you know, kind of plays pretty consistently in European Cups and other cup matches. So might be something to target, at least with Jamie Vardy on the anytime goal scoring odds. And then there's a couple other players out there for Leicester that you might want to think about too. So that's something that kind of pops out to me. And then, you know, definitely there isn't really a marquee matchup on this one that you want to look at. Like, you know, last week we had Man City, Liverpool, we've had Chelsea, Tottenham. So this week, like the marquee matchup might be that match that we're talking about. Well, yeah. West Ham, Everton is also kind of intriguing just because those are two teams have been really strong to start the season. They're kind of on the, you know, thinking about maybe being on the cusp of European play next season. So I would look at that one, but, and they've both shown that they've got some offensive firepower. So that being said, we've got Dominic Calvert-Lewin is at +150 on the anytime goal scoring odds, while Michel Antonio is +185. Just two things to think about there.
DCL. It doesn't look like he's gonna be ready to start, but that could change in a couple of days. But it doesn't look like it.
Okay, gotcha. That's a heartbreaker from a season long perspective. As I'm a big DCL investor, so but Antonio +185, as I mentioned, he's somebody to consider too against Everton.
Yeah, so just going back to what you said here, I forgot to mention, because, you know, it's been almost 2 weeks now. Mm-hmm. So Watford has a new manager, and I don't like betting against teams in their first match with a new manager. So they brought in Claudio Ranieri. And, you know, it is Liverpool. We've kind of both been on them the first couple months. But I don't know. They're going to come, you know, they might come out with a new formation. I think Ranieri's kind of been like a 4-4-2 kind of manager, but that's something I'd probably watch out for. Just in general, you know, these guys want to show up for the new manager, that kind of thing. And, you know, he's already had success. I know what Watford, they've been tweeting out. I've seen it the last couple of days. I think Ranieri, he's won 4 of his last 5 home matches against Liverpool. Like, I don't know how long that goes back, but it's a pretty fun stat. I don't think it has any relevance for this game, but it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, definitely. You know, should Liverpool be missing a couple players and Alisson Becker and Fabinho, you know, might be something worth taking. I still think they've got the quality to do it without those guys, but definitely that jump that each Premier League team seems to get when they put a new manager in, whether it's players trying to go out and impress or the tactics of the new manager, always something to consider.
Yeah, I do like the over 2.5 in that Man United Leicester game, because we're already talking here, Manchester United, they're going to be out both their two starting center backs. You know, one of them, Lindelof, he's plenty experienced, and he was a starter last season. But then you got Eric Bailly, and, you know, he's kind of played here and there throughout the last couple of years. Combine that with Leicester, who they haven't really been stopping anyone. They're up 2-0 on Crystal Palace a couple of weeks ago. They gave that one up, and it was 2-2. I just don't think they're just playing really well overall, and you can – I don't know why the odds are, you know, it's -130 for 2.5 goals. I think it's pretty good value, because I think this is a game that's going to be pretty up and down. I think both these teams are going to want to attack. They're going to want to get on the right foot here. And I think that's just pretty good odds there. Maybe even a game to where you're looking at going a little crazy, maybe over 3.5 goals. It's +188. Over 4.5 goals could be like a 3-2, 4-2 kind of game. I think it's going to be pretty exciting, though.
Yeah, Leicester haven't kept a clean sheet since opening day. So definitely a backline that's kind of in disarray right now.
Yeah, like they brought in Vestergaard and everything, but they just really haven't figured things out. I guess this is another game to touch on here, just because, you know, Chelsea are one of the favorites to win the league, but they are -170 to win at Brentford. So Liverpool were in this situation a few weeks ago. That was a 3-3 draw. Just looking back at that match and looking at this one, what are your thoughts on Brentford playing at home? And do you think they can, you know, put up another fight against Chelsea here?
Yeah, I would say from purely viewing perspective, this is one to watch just because Brentford have played, you know, they beat Arsenal, they tied Liverpool in what is arguably the best game of the season with that 3-3 draw. So the draw, what did we say the draw was? It was pretty long odds at plus 290. Yeah. So I wouldn't be opposed to considering the draw plus 290. Chelsea plus minus 170. Not a ton of value there if I was going to try and do that. So I would say if there's anything to target, it'd be the draw. I just don't know if Brentford can get it done against a society as strong as Chelsea. But yeah, that's probably what I would target is that plus 290 draw.
All right. So with that, it's about time for best bets and getting into some other bets. So what is your best bet of the week here?
Yeah, it's you know, after much consideration, I've had to go back to the well here. Norwich City, it's like the only thing that we've really been that we feel like we've consistently been able to predict is what Norwich is going to do this season, and that's just not play very well. They're playing Brighton this week, and Brighton is plus 100, so that's a two win. I'm going to lock that in as my best bet. And then another layer of that would be the under 1.5 goals is plus 205. The under 2.5 goals is minus 135. So just kind of theorizing here, but Norwich City, they've scored 2 goals in 5 of their 7 matches, or they've been shut out in 5 of their 7 matches, and Brighton have scored 2 goals in 5 of their 7 matches. So if you think about a potential 1-0 win for Brighton here, that's plus 205. So take Brighton at plus 100, take the under 1.5 at plus 205. If you think they might score 2 goals here against Norwich's backline, the under 2.5 is minus 135. So that's my best bet again, plus 100, Brighton plus 100, and then a couple of added layers there if you really want to dig into it.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a good best bet to look at just because there's not a ton that can happen in this match just based on the way these teams played, unless Norwich changed the formation. Like they've gone to 5 defenders the last couple matches, and that's kind of just made things even more defensive, maybe even more ugly than they were at the beginning of the season. But, you know, Brighton, they're a team, if the other team lets them, they're gonna control possession, and they're just going to work the ball around, try and get their best shot at goal there. And I think, you know, I think I like all of those there. If you're getting plus 100 to win against Norwich, I mean, they're home, but I'm not sure how much that means. Just overall, the under in that match, those teams have been both kind of struggling to score. I think it just came out today, Danny Welbeck, he just underwent hamstring surgery. So he's going to be out for a few months. So they're still trying to figure out someone to play next to Maupay up front. They put Trossard there last match, and, you know, they drew 0-0 to Arsenal. So, if anything, like, you got the under 2.5 goals is minus 135. If you like the, I know, I'm not sure where it's available, but I know at DraftKings, if you bet for both teams to score a no, you can get minus 110. So a little better odds. I mean, you're looking at 1-0 to either side, 2-0 to either side, or a scoreless draw. So, yeah. Yeah, I mean, even then, like, for even with the 2.5, like, it's, I'm not even sure it's a match that, you know, it's going to be 3-0 or 2-1. It just doesn't seem like it between those teams with how they play, really.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, you mentioned Danny Welbeck being out. For the most part, Brighton should be at full strength. I mean, Bissouma's kind of a late fitness check. And so they should play pretty much most of their starting 11 against a side that they, you know, you would think they would normally beat. So I think that's a bet that's worth considering. What are you thinking about for your best bet?
Yeah, so I guess I brought up the, you know, both teams to score the no, taking that. So that's kind of, you look at my article on rotowire.com, that's kind of what I don't know, it's how it played out to be. I think, I don't know how many bets I had in the article, but I probably wrote about 4 or 5 for taking no on both teams to score, and that's what my best bet is going to be this week. We haven't mentioned yet this Southampton-Leeds match. I just want to run through the injuries here, or the suspensions, I guess you could say. So Southampton's best player, James Ward-Prowse, he's suspended for the next few for Southampton. Also coming out today, Shea Adams, he's out. He picked up a muscle injury. I guess we mentioned Rafinha. So Rafinha, he is a doubt. There are rumors that he's going to start tonight for Brazil. If that's the case, I don't think he's going to be playing for Leeds on Saturday. This is, you know, less than, 48 hours between matches. Patrick Bamford, he's still out. Who else? Calvin Phillips, I think he has a calf issue. He had to withdraw from the national team. And he's a doubt. He's more likely to play than anyone else. But, I mean, I'm just getting tired from, you know, just going down this injury list for these teams. And already, when you look at Southampton, so they've had three home matches. There's only been three goals scored in those. Two of those came in the 1-1 draw against Manchester United a couple months ago. And then you got Leeds. They failed to score more than one goal in all but one match this season. Again, that I think it came in the openers, 2-2. They played against Everton. So, you know, two teams have kind of really haven't figured things out. Leeds, they're not going to have their best striker. Combine that with their struggles, and sure, they got some backline issues, but I'm not sure Southampton's going to be able to benefit without Ward-Prowse. So if you look at this match, I guess I want to look at last season too. Can mention that Leeds dominated both of them 2-0, 3-0, but again, Bamford, Rafinha, they combined for three of those goals. Pretty relevant. But getting back to the best bet here, so we got both teams not to score. I guess that I'll word that differently. So if you take both teams to score, you take the no on that, you can get plus 130. I think a couple days ago it's plus 140, so it's moving down. So if you want to get on that, I think even if Rafinha starts, I still like this bet. It might be a trap. I don't know, because plus 130 just doesn't seem correct given the numbers I just laid out here. You can also get under 2.5 goals at plus 115. It's almost like the odds makers are just kind of, you know, they're looking at Leeds and they're just kind of basing it off last season when, you know, there are all these goals in their matches, but that hasn't really been the case this year. I mean, I don't know. I don't see any other reason for like the under 2.5 goals being plus odds though.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, especially just so much uncertainty given all those lineups, and you know, not only just like some guys, some squad players, but like some really key players in Patrick Bamford and Rafinha.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. It might be just looking at previous results, previous seasons, and not really taken into full account like recent form or injuries. It's just something that, you know, catches your eye when you're looking at the odds here. But so those are our best bets. We got anything else to discuss? I guess we haven't mentioned, I got the Monday night showdown here, Arsenal home to Crystal Palace. You got thoughts on that one?
Well, I mean, last week we talked about Arsenal as my no bet. So I'm, going to stay true to my word here and try to avoid that as much. It looks like they're pretty big favorites, I believe.
Yeah, minus 155.
Yeah, minus 155 against Crystal Palace. So, I mean, I can't say anything bad about them anymore, I guess, for the time being, until they start losing again. Then I'll be able to pile on.
Yeah, I'm doing an article for that match, just diving into some numbers there. But just one with that one, I think it was minus 200 last week, and now it's minus 155. So that's something to take into account. I don't know, the soccer sharps are going after Crystal Palace or something for some reason. Unclear on that one. But I think that's that Sunday game between Everton and West Ham. I think that one will be pretty fun just because you got two teams that love to score. They love to, you know, go off the counter. Doesn't help that Richarlison and DCL might be out. But do you think, Everton plus 150, West Ham plus 190. You prefer a side in that one?
I mean, you just mentioned, but no Richarlison, no DCL. If that's the case, you know, give me West Ham all day. I don't think the ghost of Solomon Rondon is up to par here. And I just don't think that Everton's quite good enough to get it done. But that's probably how I feel there. Just given West Ham, how they've played, how they've looked under David Moyes this season. Give me West Ham there.
Yeah, I was on the over 2.5 goals there, and then – you know, this news came out today. It's like, oh, well, Calvert-Lewin and Richarlison, they aren't fully training. They've only been training individually for the past week. So it's like, oh, well, I do like the -115 odds there in the over. But, yeah, like you said, I don't know about Solomon Rondon. I mean, you got Demarai Gray and Andros Townsend. Those guys are playing well. But,
yeah,
I'm probably still going to end up taking the over in that one. You know, I don't want to fool you guys.
yeah, West Ham at +190 if you're intrigued by that. The draw's 245. And Everton to win, like I mentioned, if they're missing some serious attacking power, might steer clear of this one. But they're +150 to win, at least on DraftKings.
Yeah, so I guess those are our best bets there. We can we wanna look at some goal odds, your favorite player to goal to score, yeah, or anything? Or?
Yeah, so I mentioned a few of these here, but I mentioned Jamie Vardy, DCL's out most likely, but Antonio +185. But, you know, we try to, here on this podcast, we try to mix it up. We try to get a few different bets going, you know, expose each of our listeners to something interesting. I had been talking about the most solid anytime goal scorers odds for the past couple weeks here. Last week, he was +160 against Manchester City. The week before, he was +130 against Brentford. He's now -120. So I believe he's got the best anytime goal scoring odds of the 10 games this weekend. So maybe, you know, despite him being in great form, maybe that's one that doesn't quite have the return that it has had in the previous couple weeks. But still something to consider. Cristiano Ronaldo. He's +110 anytime goal scorer. He scored in 3 of 5 Premier League matches. And as you mentioned earlier, Leicester have allowed, they've been just poor defensively. They've allowed the fourth most goals in the Premier League at 12. And then I did mention Jamie Vardy earlier at +110. And then finally, Harry Kane is +110 anytime goal scorer. So, you know, you get one goal. Does he break the duck that he's sitting on? You get one goal from him at +110. Then that might be a nice little bet there. So those are a few anytime goal scorers that I'd keep an eye on. But yeah, I'm definitely intrigued to see if Harry Kane can finally get it going 8 matches into the season.
Yeah, you can see just by if you're following along on YouTube, you can see the difference in odds here, just a score.
Yeah.
Like we're looking at FanDuel here on the pull up the cheat sheet. Don't forget cheat sheets, rotowire.com. And Harry Kane -110, I believe you said +110.
Yeah, he's +110 on DraftKings.
Okay, Jamie Vardy +145. I think you said minus, or maybe plus.
Yeah, he's on DraftKings. He's +110. Looks like on FanDuel, you said +145.
Yeah, so if you have money at different sports books, it's usually pretty wise just to compare what you got with these sports books. So one thing that RotoWire does is the sports betting page you can pull up that I've had up throughout the show, but you know, they'll compare the odds for DraftKings, FanDuel, BetMGM, PointsBet. And that usually helps just to see like where you're getting the best number and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's not a ton, but when you're comparing +110 and +145, and like, obviously it depends, you know, how much money you're putting down on that, but it's still going to be a pretty decent difference there when you're putting those bets in. But I'm looking at goal scorers. I think just going back to Liverpool, like Jota, he's dealing with a muscle injury. He should be fine. That was the latest word on the street from Klopp. But yeah, there's a chance Firmino starts, and like if he's at +155 against Watford, why not? And then you got Kevin De Bruyne here, Manchester City. They're massive favorites. We haven't really talked about that. I kind of like Manchester City -2.5 in that one. It's a huge number, but they've dominated that matchup. But you can get De Bruyne +165. I mean, there's a chance that Gabriel Jesus does not start. He's one of those South Americans, so he's going to be coming back late. So consider that. They'll probably do some kind of false nine. There'll be a lot of De Bruyne up front. If you're getting him as a massive favorite at +165, that's pretty good odds. Kind of weird to see those odds when you got like Foden at +130, and yeah, even then it's like, I don't know, some of these odds I don't really agree with. Like, why is De Bruyne +165 and then Ferran Torres, like, he's not going to play because he picked up a foot injury over the break, but he's -110. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, definitely. Again, outlining the point where it gets key to look at different sports books rather than just keying in on one. So, like on DraftKings, De Bruyne's +120, you know, Phil Foden's +110. So, you know, mm-hmm. we're getting some different numbers there, and, you know, good to key in on the best number. That's good for your bet.
All right, I think that's what we get for this week. Again, our best bets. Chris took Brighton to win at +100. I took both teams to score no on that at +130 between Southampton and Leeds. Chris, game week 8, great show. Hope you're looking forward to the matches here. Go Liverpool, right?
It's always go Liverpool. We got a bunch of articles coming out this week or that ahead of the weekend, so go check that out on rotowire.com.
Yes, sir. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Like and subscribe at wherever you're listening for podcast sake, and then on YouTube. Make sure to give the thumbs up. Again, this has been Kits and Wagers, a fantasy soccer podcast presented by RotoWire, brought to you by SoRare.